Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Yud Ches, and we are on the second to last daf here in the Masechta, and the Sira is sponsored in honor of Sarah Noble and Adam Shafian on their wedding and their first full day as a married couple. May they be zocha to build a bayit ne'eman be Yisrael. We wish them mazel tov. Okay, Kuf Yud Zayin and Mabez, we're going to start with the Mishnah. Towards the bottom, as we head towards the last two dafim of Hagozul Ma'achil here in the first of the Babas. First of the Babas. Says the Mishnah, Shatva Nahar, Omer Lo Haresha Chalafanecha. As this Mishnah continues to be about issues of Gzela and Shinui and other related issues, what happens if somebody, in quotes, steals a field, if that's possible, and then the field is flooded? And the river goes up and totally destroys the field. Says the Mishnah that the Goslin could say, here's your field back. Haresha chalafanecha. Right? There's nothing that would have been different had you been the owner, have you been on the field. It is because I took it, doesn't make it worse. The Mishnah seems to be based on the assumption of karka einan gzelus, that it can't be stolen, and therefore it still belongs. It never left the reshus of the nigzal, and there is no special kinyanim l'chayiv ba'onsin by the gazlan. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam's lashon here in the Pirush of Mishnayos, the Rambam says, "Hishmiyanu balachazu." We are taught kishetiem makativis koleles, when there is a natural all-inclusive disaster. O ena koleles, or not totally all-inclusive, but still something natural that wouldn't have been prevented. Kimo sheshatva benar, o nishka, o yardu aleha avne algabish. What if stones from heaven fell on the land and destroyed the property? Shedina din makas vedina. The din is like a plague of the country. Velo yuchalomar lo haroa hazu ba ba'avonosecha. The victim cannot say to the goslin, hey, this is because of your sins, because you're on the land now, and you have bad mazel, that's why this happened. Uki'ila atahu asiba, kidei sheyiye chayiv l'shalem. Aval yomar l'areisha chalafanecha. Right, you can't say that, oh, it's your fault. No, areisha chalafanecha would have happened even without my being here. So that is the Mishnah. So again, the field gets flooded. Omer lo harei shachal fadecha. Tan rabbanan. So we have a brisa that relates to the Mishnah. There really is only one of the opinions in the brisa. Hagozel sada mechavero. Vishat fenar chayiv lahamalo sada acher. Rebbe Lazar argues on the Mishnah. The Rebbe Lazar says if somebody steals a field, and how do you steal a field? How does one steal a field? So one moves the border of the boundaries of the field. That's one way to steal a field. Or maybe I pushed off and don't let the owner on. And I take over and I plant things there and I have a guard and don't let the owner come. Maybe that's an example of stealing a field. Rabbi Elazar says that you cannot see a reisha chol fanecha chayev lahamida lo sada acher. You have to appoint and give him a different field if it gets flooded. Why? Our blood seems to be based on karka nigzeles. V'chachamim omrim, no. Omer lo, reish chol v'necha. As the Mishnah says, so b'may kemiflagi, what's this machlokas about? Rabbi Elazar darish ribuye umeyute. Rabbi Elazar understands the psukim. As we have here by Gezela, in the end of Parshas Vayikra, we have klalim and pratim. We have ribui umiyates. And as we know, there's always a general machlokas. How does one darshan such psukim? Which misora does one have from their Rebbe? Because looking at the psukim, there's no real giveaway about which way to darshan. And there are two different ways of darshaning. Klal upradu klal, riba umiyate v'riba. Right? Klal upradu klal still does not include everything. Right? Klal upradu klal is ein b'chlal ela masha v'prat, or ke'ein ha'prat. So that's similar to the example given. Riba umiyate is different. Riba umiyate is riba hakol, except maybe for, you know, one thing, originally at least. But riba umiyate, and then when you have the second riba, then it's an inclusionary. It's more inclusive than klal uprado klal. So which misora did these tanum have from their rabbeim? That's the machlokas. V'maikamiflagi, Rebbe Elazar darish ribuye umiute. So therefore he's going to even include karka into the laws of Gzela. The kichesh ba'amito ribuy, if somebody denies their friend. Bipi kadon miyate. Because that word is miyate. O mikol asher yishava alav lasheker chazar v'riba, riba umiyet v'riba, riba hakol. So what's included? What's even included? My Rabbi, Rabbi Komili. Even karka would be included in the halachas of kinyanik zela, so to speak. So then you wouldn't be able to say aresh shakal fanecha. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Umay miyet, miyet shtaris. You have to exclude something. So what would he exclude? He would exclude shtaris, because shtaris is something totally, a different type of item. It's not gufa mamon, and therefore it would be excluded. Ask the achronim, why are shtaris more excludable than karka? You have to choose one. So Belazar chooses shtaros to include. Shtaros are not gufa mamon, while karka is not metaltalin. So why is that more apropos to exclude or not? Ask one of the achronim, the lechem abirim. So explains the achronim, shebishtaros v'dera klau ein hefsid kamo bekarkos. Mishum shegam eidei hashtar yecholom lahoyd alava v'dibs hashina mafsid kol kach b'gzeilasam. Shtar isn't as much of an objective hezek, because after all, as the Gemara said earlier, let the Edom come again and write it. Karka, there's no way of getting it back. And that's why karka would be included, while shtaris would be excluded. Tosfos and Shvuos, Adav Lamed Zayin, also within the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, asks, why do you need a pasuk even to exclude shtaris? Even if you actually burn the person's shtar, isn't that an issue? And you might be patur there, right? Our Gemara, Daf Kuf, back a couple of weeks, Asori Shtarasa Shal Chaveira Patur, right? So wouldn't that be, what do you need a whole pasuk for it to exclude? So Tosfos says 2 days, one of them is, well, maybe according to the Man D'Amar, that's Don Dinin Zagarmi. According to Rabbi Meir, that's Don Dinin Zagarmi, which we found the source, if you remember back on Daf Kuf, what the source is, Bechitza Zakar Shadifrasa, that was the Maskana, the Shita of, the Makar for the Shita of Rabbi Meir. But Tosfos says, there in Shavuos, maybe that this Gemara is only according to that opinion. If you say that if you destroy the shtar, then you're going to be chayiv. So then, if you steal the shtar here, maybe that's the shita that would say pater. Or Tosfos says, even if you want to say if you destroy it, you would be pater. Maybe if it's there, you wouldn't be pater, right? And it would still be a gzela. You don't have to say one is a kal v'chomer of the other. Inami says Tosfos, ki paterinan hainu ki kalinu ba'asrayu aval notzlan v'sarfam chayiv. You don't have to say any kal v'chomer from mazik to gezel. They could just be different. And even if you want to say pater by sorish drosa shachaveiro, you might have had a havamina that it's included in an ol chiyuv egzela. Kamashmo, that's what the pasuk has to come and teach me, that it's going to be pater. Important two svaris in Tosfos there in Shvuos on daf lamed zayin. Okay, that's all within Rebbe Elazar. So Rebbe Elazar darshes these psukim as riba umiyet, so even karka is included and shtar is excluded. Continues the Gemara. Now, v'rabbanan darshi klal uprati. V'rabbanan darshi klal uprat v'kichesh klal b'pikadon prat. So if we would stop there, there would only be pikadon. But then we have omikol chazor v'klal. Klal uprat uklal iatadon ela keina prat. Klal uprat uklal is a more limiting way of darshaning the psukim. We only include things that are similar. So ma prat davar hamitalta v'gufa mamon, just like the pikadon is something that is movable and it is inherently mamon. Av kol davar hamitalta v'gufa mamon, excluding, like we've had a number of times already, yatsu karkos shein metaltalin, yatsu avadim shukshula karkos, excluding karka, excluding avadim, yatsu shtaros, sha'af avisha betaltalin, ein gufan mamon. And also excluding shtaros, which are not gufo mamon. Remember, we also discussed back in the seventh parak, sometimes we have a separate exclusion for avadim. It excludes karka, it excludes avadim, it excludes shtaros. And sometimes not. Sometimes there's no separate exclusion, just karka and shtaros are excluded. And we are meant to understand that avadim are also nechlal in the exclusion of karka, because of avadim hukshul karkos. And we mentioned then that this is somewhat of a multi-leveled sugya in terms of avadim being like karka. Because avadim are like karka, but they are not mechubar. And all halachas that have to do with mechubar, the physical inability to move the eved, so then that the avadim wouldn't be like karka, because an eved can be moved, or not. because we might say certain things go by the legal status of the karka, not because of the inability to move it, and then avadim would be considered. And that's why we said, some pointed out, that it never says that avadim are mechuba lekarka, it just says avadim mehukshar lekarkos, hukash lekarkos. It's not considered mechubar. So you have to know exactly what halachas are tali on mechubar, what halachas are tali on karka. If it's tali on karka, then evetz memela naturally might be excluded or included, whatever karka is. But if it's a din of mechubar, then it could be different. And we said that as afkamidas regarding shchita by talosh of chibro and by avodah zara and by other various halachas. And also this was discussed by Tosfos and the other achronim in Maseches Sukkah, where the Torah, the Gemara there talks about whether you could steal a sukkah, sukkah gzula. And if you say that a sukkah can be stolen, so you should say an eved can be stolen, because both of them are similar to karka, but they are movable, right? They are on karka, and that's what the Reb Kiva Eger is bothered in sukkah, the Flamen Aleph, much discussed when people learn Lulav HaGazel, but they discuss the stipler here, the stipler on Ardaf, Simon Mem Gimel, right, Kuf Yud Zayin in Bava Kama. That's where the stifler discusses the sugi of sukkah and exalus and exalus. That Tosfos, that Reb Kiva Eger over there, who is bothered why sometimes avadim are considered like karka and sometimes not. If karka is in exalus, so how could that apply to avadim, which are able to be nigzal? That's what the stifler says. You have to know what karka in exalus means. There are different level. There are different parts of gzela. There are kinyan gzela. There are chiyuv gzela. There are Isure Gzela. Says the stipler, there's a machlokas rishonim, even if you want to say kinyan Gzela are not possible by a karka because it can't move, but maybe you violate the Isra of Losigzol, right? That is a machlokas rishonim. We had Rashi a couple weeks ago. Rashi in the parsha, Rashi says in Shoftim on the Pasuk of Asagas Gvul, right by Shishi, Lo Sasig Gvul Re'acha Asher Gavul Rishonim. Don't move the border of the lands. That's what the Torah says. And Rashi says there, Lo Sasig Vol Re'echa. Why do you say Lo Sasig if it already says Lo Sigzol? Lo Marala Oker Tum Chavero Over Bishnei Lavin. If somebody uproots and changes the border, you get two Averas, you get Lo Sigzol. So it's Befurish. Maybe that's only an Eretz Yisrael, but either way, Lo Sigzol applies to Karka, Rashi says. And the Rambam also seems to say that in Hilchos Gezela, that there is Isser Gzela by Karka, even though there might not be Chiyuve Gzela or Kenyan Gzela. The Rambam says also in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, just find it, I had it, Gzela Geneva. Geneva Zayin Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, "Hamasu Gvorei Eyu Vehechnes Bitchum Chaveru Bitoch Tchum Shelo Afilu Molo Etzpa." Even though just a piece of land that's only a finger's worth breadth, Im Bechazaka Asa Hareze Gazlan Vim Hisig Baseser Hareze Ganav. Right, depends. Vim Be'eretz Yisrael Hisig Agvul Hareze Over Bishnei Lavin Belav Shel Geneva O Shel Gzela Ubelav Shelo Sasa Gvorei Echa. And on that, the movement of the border, that's what the Rambam quotes, I think it's the Tosefta, Kashe onshon shel midos, yoser me onshon shel arayos. Midos, ripping people off by measurements, like here, like moving the border without anybody knowing, in a sense that might be worth an arayos. Sheze beino levein amakom, vize beino levein chavero. Whoa. If anybody accepts midos, which means eifad, all the measurements, meaning being an honest person, that is an underknown, right, less known Rambam, the Rambam should be made more known based on the Gemara. But at the end of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Geneva, the Rambam talks about the importance of being honest. That's the Rambam relating, but it's expanding on this issue of Gzela by Karka. But the Stifler points out that is a machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim are clear hold that even the Isser Gzela does not apply to Karka. You can't violate Lo Sigzol by Karka. That's also included in Karka in an Exalus. But depending on how many of the dinim, how many facets of the dinim of karka are excluded, that would relate to avadim. Because if only some of them, so some of those elements could relate to avadim, and that could help answer, without getting into the details, the kasha that Rav Kiviger asks on Tosus. Okay, so we continue now. Kuf Yud Zayin Amaveis. There's one other ha'ara, but let's just continue till the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, third to last, says the Gemara, third to last line, Vadatanya Hagozel Asapara Vishatva Nahar Chayav Lahamilo Para. So the Bryce says, 1 minute. We just explained the machlokes between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim having to do with shtaris, problem. We have the parallel machlokes having to do with Avadim, v'had etanya hagozel es hapara v'shat v'nahar chayav lahamer lo para divrei b'lazar. The chachamim omrim omer la reish chal fanecha. So as a maka miflagi, that's the machlokas about para, not about karka. We see this little machlokas. Answers the Gemara, no, amar a papa kihacha mayaskinon kigon shagozel sada mechavero v'haisa para revutza bo v'shat v'nahar. No, it's about karka. There just happened to be a cow on the piece of land when you stole the karka. Vishat fanar, and then the field flooded it, so the cow also died. So that's the question. Are you chayiv in onsin? The Rabbalazar who said they can steal the karka, so the par is also yours. And the Rabbanan who say you cannot steal the karka, then the para is not yours. The shaila is, when which kinyan did you use to be nikkone the para? Right, he didn't do any action to the para. So how was he going to the para if he was going to the karka? So Rashi says, Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav, as we know, the Mishnah describes in Kiddushin, that I could be kone metaltalin along with karka. If I'm kone the karka, then it's thrown in there. Agav, the karka, I am also kone the metaltalin. That's what Rashi says here on the second line. The metaltalin, niknin, agav, karka. That is Rashi. Why is that Rashi significant? Because of the Ksos. The Ksos takes this Rashi, and all the Achronim discuss this Ksos. Can you have a Kinyan Agav from Hefker? That is the Ksos' issue and suffix. We know Kinyan Agav is from you. If I am buying a piece of land, then you could throw in a metaltalin also. There are different details of Kinyan Agav. Do the metaltalin have to be on the karka? Do you have to say, Kini Agav this? All different details discussed elsewhere, not for now. But the Ksos brings a Raya from our Rashi, because it's not Mefurish in the Gemara. From the Gemara, you might have said, there's another option, Kinyan Chatzer. You have to say Kinyan Agav. You could have said it's working through Chatzer. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it's working through Agav. So says the Ksos, oh, I think this is a Raya. Because here there is no Das Makne either. It's a Gazlan. Right, the Nigzal doesn't have Das to be Machneit, and yet it still is working here through Agav. So that's the Ksosis Raya, that just like a Gazlan would be able to be Kona something through Agav, so too Hefker, because there shouldn't be a difference. That's the Ksos in Simen, Reish, Ayin, He. Nista Pakti, he starts off, Machzik Benisik Nichse Hager. Right, was Hefker Nichse Hager. Ger died. Vahayu Besocha Metaltalin. Imkana Betores Agav. De Efshar, and this goes to the lumdis of how Agav works, is Agav, how do you code the metaltalin by Agav? Is it that it's nechlal in the kinyan of the karka? Is it that it doesn't need a maisa kinyan, just the chalos kinyan of the karka goes on the metaltalin? All different formulations that we could have by kinyan Agav. But says the Ksos, Efshar by Machzav Benasi Agar, to kinyan Agav lo mahani, ela badas acharis bakne, ume atzvo in azocha betoris Agav. Or not. Or the opposite. So he brings two rayas. The second one is from our Rashi. And he calls this a raya brura. Amnam, nira raya brura. Tekona me atzmo benichse hefker. Betores agav me hadamrina perika gozel. Kuf yud zayna beis kuf yud chasbar aleph. Right, the Ksos didn't only do the first 100 dafim of Baba Kama. He did everything. He went till the end. Right, and he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes Rashi, and he says, "V'haslam gabi gazlon deleka dasacheres makneh." There's no there's a ches makneh there. V'tzara kinyan l'schayi ba'onsin kamo kinyan l'knos v'kone b'kinyan agav l'chiyiv d'day. So that's my raya. Then the Sivas here, and all the other Achronim, if you look in the footnotes here of the Ksos, Rav Shimon Shkup and others, the Dvar Avram, they all talk about this Ksos, and they try to explain how is it possible to get out of this raya. How is it possible to say that Gazlan is better? or different. So on the one hand, you might say that, right, it's not the Hefker. Hefker has no Bilam. This has a Bilam. It's just that you're taking it against his will. But maybe that's the Chiddush HaTorah. Kinyan Gzela, once he takes it, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. Or you might say that Gazlan requires less. Right, when he takes it, it doesn't really mean, this is the language of the Dvar Avram, it doesn't mean that it's mamish a kinyan like all other kinyanim. A gazlan can't sell it, right, a gazlan can't be makdish it. So it's not a kinyan. Normally you might say that a agav does not work from hefker. But by geneva gzela, it's just yours lagabe chiyav onsen. Right, that's all that the Gemara and the Rashi means. So maybe you can't compare this to other cases. Okay, the other issues as well discussed. Rabbi Kivega discusses, what about a katan that steals? Does he have regular kinyan gzela, right? In terms of onsen, what if a katan steals and he becomes a gadol, right? Does his kinyan gzela from before continue? Either way, this is the discussion based on the ksos here. One final point, just to mention, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Avadim and Perek Gimel discusses whether we have this machlokas many times in Shas. Do you do klalu prat? Do you do riba umiet? Is that a general machlokas that every Tana has a Masorah from the Rebbe? You always do A or you always do B, right? Do you say that, or is it every case is different, right? So the Mishnah Lamelech thinks that is a machlokas we shown. If you look in the Mishnah Lamelech, he quotes the Ritva. There's a Ritva, not here, because a Ritva that says that whenever you say, let me just find it, he says, Aval Ritva Kasav, Parakimel, the Kol Chad Min Tanoi Darish Klal Prado Klal, O Ribo Miet, for Riba, Kafisha Kibla Meiraba, Ba'oso Makom, Pa'amim Doin Hachi, Upa'amim Doin Hachi, the Chen Ochiach B'mkomas Harbe. So he quotes a Ritva that says, you don't have to darshan one or the other. Every case is different. Whatever you got from your Rebbe, this is what you darshan. Which sometimes kind of makes sense. Just like, you know, Gzeir Shava. Where do you darshan Gzeir Shava? Where do you darshan? Everybody agrees in Gzeir Shava. Machlokas is, where do you put Gzeir Shava? Everybody agrees to Hekesh. Everybody agrees to all the Yidim Amidos. And that's what the Ritva says. But the Mishnah Lamela quotes 10 different Gemaras and Mefarshim, Kedarka Bakodesh, that he thinks that there's at least something to say that this is different. Meaning, if you darshan Klalo Prat, you always darshan Klalo Prat. And if you darshan Rebo Miate, you always darshan Rebbe Umiyad. Two different types of darshaning. That's the Mishnah Lamelech. Okay, let's continue now with the Mishnah. Lots of Mishnayos on today's daf. Says the Mishnah. You know, usually at the end of the Masechta, sometimes you got the last daf that's a little shorter, and you get a little breathing room. But not Baba Kama. Baba Kama goes straight full to the end. Says the Mishnah. Hagoz el schaveiro. Ruben owes him in money, either because he stole or because he borrowed, or he has his pikadon to pay back. Lo yachzer lo bamidbar. If you borrowed or you got the money beyishuv in a populated area, you're not allowed to force him to accept his money, his item, in the midbar, in a desert where it's not shamur. Right? You happen to meet him in the desert. Oh yeah, I have your watch. I don't want it here. Right? Maybe it's going to be stolen here. Maybe I'm going to lose it here. So it's up to the owner of the money. If he wants to take it, fine. But if he doesn't want to take it, he is not forced to take it. This is a takana, the language of the Meiri, a din d'rabbanan, a takana, the Bala Mamon. Even though the guy wants to fulfill his chiyav hashava, right? It is not acceptable. And it doesn't only go by place, it goes by time. The Shin Mekubet says here, so it's a quote in the tour. If you borrowed Bishash Shalom, to return it b'shas milchama, right? If it's not a safe time, not only safe place, but safe time. This is, let's say there's a not shas milchama. Let's say there's a big get together. There's millions of people there, right? So then it's going to get lost here. I don't want to take it now. So it goes by time and it goes by place. Only a parallel. Al menas latzeis by midbar yafsulo by midbar. But if you make a tnai, I'm going to give it back to you when he accepted the shmira or the halva. So then I'm going to ask, I'll say it's b'minur, yachsul b'minur. Then you can do whatever you want because it's a tnai. V'raminu, is this really true that you can never give it back? Doesn't the brisa say milva mishtalemes b'chol makom? A milva alone you can give back anywhere. Avedu b'kadon e mishtalmen el b'm koman. Aved and b'kadon you have to give back in their proper place. But shouldn't that brisa be understood as that you could pay back a milva wherever you want? Isn't that really true? Answers the Gemara, no. Amar Abaye Achikamar, this is what the brisa means. Milva nitzna litava b'chol makom. No, a milva can be nitva b'chol makom. What does that mean? Because the malve is the one that did the love a favor, and that is why the malve can be toveya it b'chol makom. Avedu b'kadol and nitva el b'mkom. By aveda b'kadol is the opposite. The other guy is doing a favor for the owner of the item. So that is why that is only the upper hand, so to speak, is with the shomer and with the motzi aveda. Period. Almanas law says by midbar pshita. Isn't that obvious? You can make whatever condition you want. If he says almanas to midbar, so fine. So Gemara says no, it wasn't explicit. Lo tzricha da amar le levi haipi kadon gabach dano le midbar nafikna. Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, can you hold on to my item? I'm going out to the desert. Can you hold on to it? Shimon answers, I'm also going out. I return it to you there. Meaning he didn't explicitly make it tnai, but it was an understanding. And that's good enough, explains the Mishnah. Period. What was the Havamina? The Gemara had a Havamina here, at least, to be mechalik between Aveda and Pikadon versus Milven. So that wasn't the Maskana. But was there a svar for the Havamina? So if you look in the Mechamas here, the Ramban says the Havamina was that by Milveh, there wasn't a pshia in bringing it out to the Midbar. After all, it's my money. I borrowed money, but now it's my money. I'm going to have to pay you back. I didn't do anything wrong bringing it out to the Midbar. So maybe there, I'm allowed to give it to you there. But by Milveh and Bikadon, what am I bringing it out to the desert for? Just bringing it out to the desert is a pshia. So once you do that, then that's it. I'm not forced to take it from you. That would have been the svar for the Havamina, says the Ramban here. Mem Dalid Amid Beis in the Daf Yarif, the third to last Daf. Kiva the Afkin Gabe Biyishuv V'Holicho Lamidbar Pshiyahu Shelo Hayelo Lolicho Shein Derech Hanifkadin Bekach. People don't take their items with them. V'Lo Al Daskin Ifkidu Etzlam Mashen Kibet Milva, which is your money. That's why it was not a problem. The Rambam here adds in another halacha, which the Nosei Kelim say is not anywhere in the Gemara, but it makes sense. And the Rambam himself says it makes sense. In Hilchos She'ela, in Perek Zayin, the Rambam says, what if the Shomer or the Motzi Aveda wants to go traveling? He's not going to be home. So what does he do? He has this item. And as the Ramban just says, if you take it out to the Midbar, it's dangerous, it's pshia. So what does he do? So the Rambam says here, in She'ela, Perek Zayin, Alacha, Yud Beis, Yesh Mi Shehore. There are some that paskin, She'im Baha Shomer, Ve'heviya Pikadon Lebezdin, Niftar Me'achrayish Miraso. If you deposit it in Bezdin, you're exempt. V'dvarim Shel Tam Heim. The Rambam gives his askama to the Shita. I like it, says the Rambam. Makes sense. Dvarim shel tam. She'ein osrin zeh b'medina zu mipnei pikadon shel zeh shehalach. Right, we're not going to force this guy to not go on vacation because he's guarding somebody else's item. So if he's worried about it, give it to Beis Din. Give it to Beis Din. V'ef shar lo holicho imo, and he can't take it with him. Shema yero lo ones. V'yechayev achriyuso. U'Beis Din mafkidin oso b'yad nem on etzlam mishom hashev aved lo b'ilam. And Beis Din will put somebody in charge to watch it. That's the Rambam. If you look at the Magen Mishnah, Zelo Nizkar B'Gemara, Aval Divrei Tam Heim Kemosha Kasav Rabbeinu. It's not in the Gemara anywhere, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam coming up with Dvarim Shel Tam. Good. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Homer the Chavera. Gazalti Chil Vitani Yefkadata Etzli. Says a man to his friend. I stole from you. I borrowed money. I have Bikadon. Meaning there is a Vadei Chiyuv. I'm not sure if I returned it to you. I know I borrowed money from you. Did I return it to you? Chayav l'shalom, he has to pay. Why? There's a cheskas chiyuv. Safek p'tur. So the burden of proof is to pay. That's what he has to pay. Avalam amar lo eini odea im gizalticha im ilvitani im ifkata etzli patim l'shalim. But if the guy says, well, I have no idea if I ever owed you money, so then he will be patur because right, there's no burden of proof there. Gemara, itmar, similar. Right, these are the sugyas of related. So we just spoke about it in those terms of gzela halva and pikadon. So now we get into the machlokas amorayim. Itmar, mana li biyadcha v'alo reini odeya. You owe me 100, and the guy says, I don't know. Right? If he had two Edim, then it doesn't matter what he says. Right? He has to pay. If he has one aid, he's the Chayav Shvua. Let's say he has no Edim here. Ruben just goes to Shimon and says, you owe me money. And Shimon says, I don't know. So, Machlokas. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayiv, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri Patur, Machlokas, Amoraim, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayiv, Bari Vishem, Bari Yadif. Right? The Tovea is the Vadai, the Bari. And every, you owe me, that wins. Bari Vishema, Bari Yadif. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri Patur, Ukimone, Bechazkas Mari. No, you have no proof. And you're not going to totally always say Bari Vishema, Bari Yadif to be Motzi, Mechazkas Mamon. Right? What exactly does it mean, Bari Vishema, Bari Yadif? So that is a Machlokas Achronim. The Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis, we'll get to another piece in the Pnei Yeshua in a minute. Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis says, Chazaka in Adam Toveya Elam Ken Yeshlo. If somebody's Bari, another one Shema, we assume people don't lie. Most people don't make up stories. And that's why Bari Vishema Bari Yadav, because we really trust. It's like a Birur, that's a Hachra. Other Achronim, like the other Rav Shimon and the Shari Yosher in Shari Vav, says, no, we still don't know. It's Xeris HaKasif. It's based on a pasuk, koach ha-taina. There's the taina of Bari is a stronger taina than the taina of Shema. But not because Dafka, we think it's always true. He might be lying, but he's still Bari, and Bari beats Shema. If you say that, so then it might make sense that it's a little more limited. Right? If you look in Tosfos, we had earlier, back on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, Tosfos says maybe it only works by a strong Bari and a weak Shema. But if it's a weak Bari, a strong Shema, maybe you wouldn't say that. Right, because maybe the Xeris HaKasav wouldn't work. Okay, so that is the discussion of Bari Vishema, Bari Adaf. Rashi here says that even though Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say Pater, but he has to take a Shvuah's Hesus. He has to take a Shvuah, as we know, whenever one is Kofar Bakol, one has to take a Shvuah's Hesus. So saying, I don't know, is no better than saying no. And therefore, you would have to take a Shvuah's Hesus, again, a major sugya elsewhere. Okay, Tanan. Let's relate our Mishnah to this machlokas. Avelam amrlo eni odem hilvitani. Pater, the Mishnah says, if I don't know if you lent me money, pater. So hechidami, what's the case? Ilem edeloka tavalei. If there's no tovea there, he just comes and offers the information. Reisha nami deloka tavalei. So in the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah is also, there's no tvia, so am I chayiv? Why would he be chayiv? He comes and says, you know, I borrowed, I'm not sure if I lent money, if I paid you back. And the other guy doesn't say a word. So why would he have to pay then, if it's only a suffix? Ela de katavale. It must be then that there is a toveya. Fiktani seifa patim l'shalim. So if there is a toveya, so why in the seifa are you pater, right? It's a kasha on one of the amorim. Right? Pater, you should be chayiv. So the Gemara says, lo, 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 katavale. Really don't compare the Mishnah to that machlokas. There's no toveya in the Mishnah. I, why in the Reisha are you chayiv then? The other guy not being Toveya, and you're saying, I'm not sure. Vereisha v'bala tseisi de shamayim. It's l'fnim mishur adin. You don't want to go into Yom Adin, you know, possibly owing money. I know you're not being Toveya me, but I'd rather give it to you. Fine. Itmar nami amar b'chi bar abba amar b'yochanan. Homer l'chavei ramanali b'yotcha. V'alo omer eini odeya. Chayiv v'bala tseis yidei shamayim. That's a chayiv v'bala tseis shamayim. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. So there's no Kasha on the Amorim. The Pnei Yeshua there in Ksubis Yud Beis, where the sugya also comes up, asks a Kasha that we discussed at length there. But again, it's discussed by all. And that is, if you say Bari Vishema Bari Adif, you say that Svara, so why do you need a Pasuk to tell me that if you find something, an Aveda, you give it back with Simanim? Right? If somebody gives identifying a mark, you give it back. What do you need a Pasuk for that for? Bari Vishema Bari Adif. Right, he says it's mine. The other guy says, I have no idea. You give it back. Bari Vishema Bari Adif. What do you need a whole mucker for in Elam Metzias for the concept of Simanim? That's the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua that all try to come up with answers for. So the Pnei Yeshua himself, let's just do his answer today. The Pnei Yeshua himself says, V'yesh L'yashev, the shiny awesome Lidya Metzia, that's different. The Hamotzi Matzi L'meimar, the lav mamono nafal ela meruba da alma. You're right, the motzei doesn't know. He's a shema, but he also could say, this might have fallen from 10 people. He has a taina against the other guy's bari. V'yavagav dein ochem b'mamon acha arov, and even though you go after the rov, and even though you can say it's rov of the world, haina lahotzi min amuchzak dafka. To be motzi min amuchzak, you don't go after the rov. But here, it's not muchzak. Here, the Motzi Aveda found it. So you don't say the principle of Ein Hokum Haman Achar Arov, it's not so clear, says the Pnei Yehoshua, and that's why you need a pasuk for Simanim. And there are other answers given by other Achronim, but that is to be aware of the Pnei Yehoshua. There's also an interesting shita of the Tur. Right, talking here about Chiyuv Lasis De Shemayim. The Torah quotes the Shita in Siman Ayin Hey. If somebody comes to Beis Din, right, what's our case talking about? I might owe you. And what does the other guy say? He probably says, I don't know. So you can pay Lasis De Shemayim. What if you say, I might owe you? And the other guy says, no, you don't owe me. You paid me back already. Or, you never owed me. What if the other guy says, for sure, vada, you don't owe me? Is there still a chiyuv lasis de shemayim? If the guy says, well, I don't remember if I paid you back. You say, I did, but I'm really not sure. So the Torah says, for sure, there's no chiyuv lasis de shemayim. Because even if you did owe, he's being mochel. Nothing to talk about. That's the Torah, Siman Ayin Hey, in the name of the Maharami Rotenberg. Right, he says, that's a mechila, and don't say it's a mechila batos. Right, in that case, there is no chiyuv, even latzeis yidei shamayim. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Hagonev tlemina eder, vehechziro vameso nignav. Somebody stole a sheep and then returned it. Without the nignav ever knowing anything, possibly. Vameso, then the animal died on nignav. Chayabach reyuso, says the Mishnah, the ganav is still chayabach reyus, even though it was given back. Still, Chayav Achrayus, Rashi says, that is not called a Hashava. That is not a good Hashava, Hashava Ma'al Yisrael, because he just put it back into his herd. Lo Yadu Bailam Lo B'Gnevaso V'Lo B'Chaziraso. But what if the owner didn't know anything about the Gneva or about the return? Umanu Esetzon V'Shleimahi. But he did count his sheep after you returned it, and he has the number, the whole number. Then Pater, that would be good enough. Minyan is poter. That's the way to formulate the second half of the Mishnah. Minyan poter. So now, as we are about to see, there are four ways to understand the Mishnah based on what your shita is in this regard about chiyuv hashava. So here we go. Four-way machlokes amorayim. Amarav ladas tzarech das. If I stole something and the nignav knew about it, then I have to return it only with his knowing. I have to make sure he knows when I return it. Ladas sarach das. Shelo ladas. If he never knew about it, and I returned it, minyan poter. Then, just once he counts it afterward, that's good enough. V'chiktanu manu asatzon v'ishlema asefa. And when the Mishnah says that minyan is poter, that's only going on the seifa, meaning when he didn't know about it. If he knew about the geneva, then minyan is not poter. It's not good enough. He has to actually know that I return the item, not just through counting. That's number one. Ushmuel on my second sheet, the Bein Ladas, Bein Shelo Ladas, Minyan Poter. Shmuel said no. Even if he knew about it, if he counts his sheep and he sees that he has that number, that's it. Now it's he knows. He knows it was returned. V'chitanu manu v'ishleim v'pater akula. Minyan helps for both, even Ladas, even if the Xela was Ladas. V'Reb Yochanan Amar, Ladas, Minyan Poter. If you stole a ladas, then minyan is poter. That's good enough, because once he counts, he knows that's not what's left. Shelo ladas, afilu minyan nami lo tzarech. Even less. If he didn't know about it, then it's just, you just return to the state that was earlier. You don't even need minyan, right? There's no, as the Rashba says here, there's no reason for the nigzal to be choshed him, or choshed anything. So no problem. V'chitanu manu asatzon v'ishlema, aresha. And when it says minyan is poter, that's only on the ratio where he needs to do minyan. On the seifa, you don't even need minyan. And finally, Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda Amar, Ladaas minyan poter, Shelo Ladaas sarach das. Rav Chisda says, Ladaas, if it was stolen, minyan poter. So then, minyan is enough. Shelo Ladaas sarach das. But if it was stolen, Shelo Ladaas, wow. Then you need das. We'll have to see why. What's the svara for Rav Chisda? It's only going on the resha, because on the seifa, minyan wouldn't be good enough if it was shelo ladas. So as the Gemara here asks, as with the first three, we could somehow, you know, come up with the svara. The fourth one is more difficult. That's why the Gemara only asks on the last one. Oh, my Rava, turning over, my time under Rav Chisda. What's the svara for Rav Chisda? That if it was stolen, shelo ladas, the guy doesn't know about it. Minyan is not good enough. Hoel va'anketa nagri biryasa. Since he's used to going outside, meaning the animal. If there's an animal that's been in caged, enclosed the whole time, fine. But now this animal went outside, he's a little more wild, he's used to doing other behaviors. So if you don't know about it, then you're not going to give him the proper shmira that he needs. That's why, if you know about the Geneva and then you did minion, then fine, you know that he has to have extra guarding. But if you didn't know about it, that's even worse. Fine. So Rava just explained Rav Chisda. So the Gemara assumes that Rava holds like Rav Chisda. So Umiyama Rava Hachi. Does Rava he really hold like Rav Chisda? Which we do hold like. Umiyama Rava Hachi, Vama Rava, Haiman to Chazi Lechavre. And remember, what does Rav Chisda say? Ladas, minion is enough. Shelo Ladas, no, he's got to know about it. Vama Rava, Haiman to Chazi Lechavre, Da Agva Imra Meidra Didei. A man sees his friend pick up a sheep from his own Eder. Reuven sees Shimon potentially stealing a sheep from Reuven's Eder. Barav Ekala, and Reuven starts screaming, Vishadye, and Shimon drops the sheep, but Reuven couldn't see exactly whether he actually dropped the sheep or not, whether he put it back or not. Velo yada ihadri ilo hadri, it was too far away. Umeso nigrav, and then the sheep dies, or is stolen, ones, chayev achriuso. So Shimon is still chayev achrayus, meaning putting it back, and we assume, we won't say it explicitly because the Gemara is going to say it. So, my love, Afa got the money. Isn't this all about a case where after Shimon left, Reuven went and counted his sheep and he saw that they were counted, and you see here that Minyan is not Poter, right? One second. I thought Minyan is Poter if it's Ladas, right? Isn't that what Rav Chisda held? So it's Akasha on Rava. Because it's against Rav Chisda. So the Gemara says, Lo Mani. Not the case where he wasn't Mona. If he would have been Mona, it would have worked. But he wasn't Mona, and that's why he's still Chayav Achrayus. Period. Umiyama Rav Hachi. Now let's go back to Rav. Rav was the first day. Remember Rav said, Ladas, Tzarech Das. Shelo Ladas, Minyan Poter. Right, that's what Rav said. That would be good enough. So does Rav really say that? V'ama Rav, Echziru Leidish V'midbar, Yatza. If you returned it to the Eder in the Midbar, Yatza. One second. Doesn't Rav say Ladas Saratas? Isn't that talking about a case where he knew about it? Am Rav Chana Bar Abba, Moder Rav Birakuasa. Rav would admit by a spotted animal, a spotted lamb, that even if it was stolen Ladas, just putting it back would be good enough. Why? Because it's obvious. The guy sees. It's a unique looking animal. And therefore, there is nothing to talk about. That would be good enough of a Hashava. Right, the Rishash wonders here, but if it's a known animal, so it's a Geneva Ladas also. So you should need a Hashava Ladas. So say the Rishash doesn't answer that, but if you look at the other Rishonim, they say that. The Tosfos Rid says, yeah, because it's a spotted animal, it works in both ways. It's considered a Geneva Ladas, but it's also considered a Hashava Ladas, because you don't have to do a minion. You see your unique animal, whether it's there or not, and that's why everything works out. Good. So Lema Kitanoi. Let's say this Machlokes Amoraim, this four-way Machlokes Amoraim, is really a Machlokes Tanoim. As follows. Hagonev Tzlemena Eder. Viselemena Kis. Somebody steals a sheep or steals some money. Lemakum Sheganav Yachzir Divir Rabbi Yishmael. He needs to return it to the place where he stole. Lemakum Sheganav Yachzir. Rabbi Yishmael says, Rabbi Kiva Omer? No, you need more than that. Tzorach Das Bailam. You can't just put it back, you need Das. So what's the case we're talking about? Machlokas, whether the das works or not. So savrua de kulei alma is lud Rabbi Yitzchak. So let's assume that everybody holds like Rabbi Yitzchak to amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Adam asula mashmesh bekisa b'chol shah. People are always feeling around in their pockets to see if the change that they had in their pockets is still there. People always do that, and therefore we could assume. Why is that important? We could assume that it was a gneva ladas. Right? He knows about it. So my love, well. Bisela Ladas. So shouldn't we say that regarding the money, right? There's two cases here in the Abraisa. You saw a tle and a sela. So shouldn't we say that the sela, the cases where he knew about it, because people touch their pockets all day, Bisela Ladas, ube plukta de Rav Shmuel, and that's the machlokas whether minyan is enough or not, because he's going to count it afterwards in 5 minutes from now. So, and bitzlesh Loladas. And let's assume that the machlokas about sheep is Shaloladas, uplukta de Rav Chizir Rabbi Yochanan. Tosis points out, because it's stam money, a person knows about. Stam sheep, probably they don't know about yet. So that's why we assume that the kiss is a case of ladas, and the animal shalom ladas. Isn't that the machlokas, and then there will be a parallel machlokas tanoim? So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. You're not forced to say that. Amr of Zvid, Mishmei de Rava. Some take out the next word. Bishomer, Rashi changes it to Begonev. Begonev, Shagona, Mirshus, Bailim, Kuli Amalo Pligi. Kid the Rav Chista. If somebody stole, everybody agrees to Rav Chista, like we said earlier. We pass like Rav Chista. Really, Rav Chista is the right. Vahacha, here we're talking about a Shomer. We're not talking about Stama, separate Ganav. Bishomer, Shagonav, Mirishuso, Vi, Shehechzir, Lamakam, Shagonav, Kamiflagi. A shomer is supposed to watch a herd. He stole and then he put it back. So that's different because the shomer was already supposed to guard it in the first place. So Rabbi Akiva Savar calls Salosh Miraso. The second that he takes it, so he's no longer a shomer. He's a ganav, and that's why he's going to have a higher standard. Rabbi Akiva says Sarech Das Bailim. He's no longer a shomer. So the Bailim trusted him, but right when he stole it, the Bailim no longer trust him. The Stipler in Bava Metzia Simin Mem discusses. Is he really not a shomer at all anymore? Or just not a shomer regarding this halacha? And there are nafkaminas in terms of that. Other chiyuvim. That's the shayla. Kol salo shmiraso. How literally do you take that? He's not a shomer at all? Or at least for this regard. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, lo kol salo shmiraso. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. He's a shomer. The guy trusts him. He had a momentary lapse. Fine. But now he put it back in, so he's back to where he was before, and therefore he could just return it to there. Fine. So it's not a machlokes parallel. Lema minyan poter tanoi. What about here? Let's say minyan poter, whether putting it back and having the bialim count, whether that's good enough, is this machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, the Bryces say, Hagozos chaveir aviv li'alo b'cheshbon. What if I stole from you? I'm a little embarrassed about saying, so you know what? I'm going to do a transaction with you. I'll just pay you extra. You won't even know about it. I'll put the stolen money into the payment that I'm giving you. So Tani Chada Yatza V'Tani Yidach Lo Yatza. So Machlokas in the Brisa. So what's this Machlokas about? Sabru to Kuli Amis to Rabbi Yitzchak. Again, maybe everybody else like Rabbi Yitzchak. Do Amar Adam Asi L'Mashvich B'Kiso Kol Shav V'Shav. Everyone always touches their pockets all day. So my love Akam Iflagi. So what's this machlokas about? Demand the amar yatsa savar minyan poter, because he's going to hold his pocket and feel his money. Demand the amar lo yatsa savar minyan ena poter. So isn't this machlokas tanoim about minyan? Says the Gemara, no, there are three other possibilities how to explain the machlokas. Amri isvir lakir Rabbi Yitzchak kol yam lo pligi de minyan poter. You're right. If everybody held like Rabbi Yitzchak, that's a way to explain the machlokas. But Ella, b'di Rabbi Yitzchak imiflagi. Here they might be arguing about Rabbi Yitzchak. Mar isle de Rabbi Yitzchak, mar lesle de Rabbi Yitzchak. Whether this is called Gneva Ladas. Or, viba yisema, to kule yama isle de Rabbi Yitzchak. Maybe everybody holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. Velo kasha. Maybe everybody holds like this is a Gneva Ladas. But velo kasha. Had the money v'rami le v'kise. This is where he puts it back into the guy's pocket. With the rest of his money, and that's where Yatza, because he's going to be Monad. Father money, Brahma Liyade. This is where he put it into his hand. There is not Yotze. Why? Because he might come home and just throw it into a separate bin and never have that minion that is required for the Hashava. Viva Yisema, or a fourth way to explain it, Idi V'idi Durani Brahma Bekise. He put it in the pocket and both. Had the Isle Zuzi Achrina Bekise. Had the Lesle Zuzi Achrina Bekise. It depends if he has other money in there. And meaning, Lamaisa, whether it would be called a minion or not. Okay, so that was a very crucial, again, there's a lot of eon on that Gemara that we just did, about the four different days, about what is called the Chiyav Hashava. The Chiyav Hashava is a function of the Geneva. Maybe on a Derabana level, maybe on a Deraisa level. But it's crucial that the Chiyav Hashava goes with the Maisa Geneva. Was it Ladas? Was it Shalom Ladas? Vichul. Okay, we continue. Ein lochim min haroim. This is not the last mission in the Masechta. That will have to wait until tomorrow. Ein lochim min haroim tzemer v'chala v'gidim. One cannot buy from shepherds wool, milk, little goats, because as we had earlier in the Masechta, we also had in the last mission in Kiddushin, that shepherds are safik ganavim, and therefore we're not allowed to take anything from a ganav. We can't be cholek im haganav. The Rambam's lashon in Hilchas Geneva in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, "Aser liknos min haganav hachefet shaganav va'avon gadol hu sharei machzik yidei ovrei avera v'gorim lo lignov genevos acheros." You're being mechazek him, and you're causing him to steal more. Shemo yimatzei lokeach ein hagonev. If nobody buys from him, he's going to stop stealing. The avoda al zeh nemar cholikim ganav sone nafsho. Right, that's the language of the Rambam. And the Yamshar Shlomo here expands on the Rambam that has two issues. Number one, it is that you're not allowed to use something that's not yours, mishtamesh beinu shelo, and number two, you're being machzik, they over avera. Right, both of those, says the Yamshar Shlomo, here in Simin Nun Ches. So that's why you're not allowed to buy. Might be lifnei iver too, right, because you're encouraging him. Velo mishomrei peiros eitzim. Also from someone who guards fruit trees, you can't buy wood or fruit, because again, you assume that maybe he stole some. Avalochim and anashim, klei tzemer, b'Yehuda, v'chlei pishta, and begalil. But from the women in these areas, they always have extra, and they always have wood, so there's no chash that they stole it. Va'agolim basharon, or agolim that are in Sharon, because Rashi quotes two days, they sell befarhesia, they obviously didn't steal them, therefore there's not a chashash. Vikula shamar lahatmin, aser. But if anybody sells it to you and says, you know what, hide this after you buy it, don't show it in public, then obviously that's a reyasa, and therefore that's aser, because you assume it's stolen. Vilochen beis, v'tanakol b'chol makom, you can always buy chicken and eggs, because that is something that is, there's always plenty around, there's no reason for anybody to have to steal them. Period. Tana Rabbanon. In lochem in aroim. Lo izim. Velo gedim. Velo gizin. Velo tolushin shel tzemer. No goats or pieces of wool or anything. Avalokin mehen tfurin. But you're allowed to buy woven pieces together. Why? Because those you can assume really belong to them. Why? Machlokas Rashi Rashba. Rashi says, shinikone. Even if it was stolen, once you wove it into something, Rashi says, the third wide line, the nami gunvo kaninu bishinui. That's the Rashi. If you look in the Rivi, look in the Rashba, they don't like this. They say no. A ganav sells things little by little. Little by little, he doesn't want to be caught. If he's selling something all together, woven together, a whole baguette, then obviously he didn't steal it. Right? That's an important difference. Whether you can assume it wasn't stolen, or you can assume that a shinui was already done, and that's why you could take it. Machlokas Rashi Rivi. Viter. Veloka mehen chalav gvina by midbar, veloba yishuv. You're also allowed to buy milk and cheese from them in the midbar, not in the yishuv, because in the midbar the balabais is not there, so we don't assume that there was any stealing going on. Velochin me, or if there was mechila, if there was. Veloka mehen dalad vehei tzon, dalad vehei gizin. You could buy a lot, 4 and 5. Because again, you can assume so many aren't stolen. Avalosh deitzon, avalosh deigizin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bisos, buy animals that are often tamed. Remember, we had this back at the end of Beitza. Bisos with tamed animals, domesticated animals you can buy from them, because you can assume the owner knows about them. Midbarios ein lochin mehen. But not midbarios, because he doesn't know. Kol shaldaver, to generalize it, kol shero amocher, ubalabai is margishbo, lochin mehen. Ein margishbo, ein lochin mehen. Right, so that's logical. Amar mar, lochin mehen, dal vehe tzon, dal vehe gizin. You can buy 4 and 5. Hashi yishlomar arba'a zavninon, chamisha miboy. If you could buy 4, then obviously you could buy 5. So what's the chiddush? Amar Rav Chisda arba'a mitoch hamisha. No, it means like a large majority. If there was only 5 altogether, you could buy 4 of them, because obviously the Baal Bais is going to know about it. V'yikadamri, or Amar Rav Chisda arba'a me'eder katan v'chamesh me'eder gadol. Okay, so either way, he's talking about two different cases. Says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. Well, 1 minute, but now that we explained 4 and 5, but still the Braisa is self-contradictory. Hagufa Kasha. Amar dalav vehei tzon, dalav vehei gizin, dalav vehei in avo shalosh lo, 4 and 5 yes, but not 3. Ema seifa avo shtei tzon, hashalosh zavninan. So is 3 okay, or is 3 a problem to buy from these people? Lo kasha ha bebraisa, ha bebiryasa, ha bekechishusa. What is that? It depends if they're healthy, robust animals. If they're healthy, robust animals, the Baal Bais is always focusing on them, and he'll notice even if there's only 3, that would take it. But if they're the weak animals, he doesn't focus as much on them, so he wouldn't know. Either way, the yesod is the same. If the Baal Bais would know about it, so then you're allowed to take from them, because you don't have to assume it was stolen. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Baisa Lochamehem, Barisain Lochamehem, Vechulu, Ibailahu. Rabbi Yehuda Aresha Koi, Ulachumra, is he going on the Resha of the Brisa? Is he being Machmir, that even in the Heter it's limited? Odilma Asefa Koi Ulakula. Or is he expanding against the Isser? In other words, Aresha Koi Ulachumra. De Amar, the Brisa said, Lochimin Arba the Chamisha Tzon, Hani Mili Baisos, 4 and 5, and now Rabbi Yehuda comes to limit that. Even the 4 and 5, only the tame ones, the domesticated ones. Avo midbarios afilo arba v'chamishalo. But the midbarios are totally usur. Odil ma'asefa koyelukula, or the opposite. Da'oma, the Brisa says, avolosh deitzon volosh deikizen, two are usur, v'hani mili midbarios. Only two are usur by the midbarios, which you don't know about. Avol baiso shtayim nami lochin. But the Brisa says you can even get two. So, is Rabbi Yehuda a machmer or a mekelir? Tashma, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda omer, lochin baisos mehen ve'ein lochin mehen midbarios, u'bechol makom, lochin mehen arba v'chamish etzon. You could always buy 4 and 5, mida amar bichol makom, shmamina, seifakoi, ulakula, shmamina. So Rabbi Yehuda is going lakula. So again, today's daf was a lot about chiyuve hashava, the first half, and the second half is, well, what's called a achshash gazlan or not, but the yisod being that we're not allowed to be cholik and maganav. And so anybody who knowingly, and we can't say even that, oh, they had yeyush, so if I take it, it'll be shini rishus. And therefore, I'll be koneh. No, it's still usur, says the Rambam, and therefore, it's something that we have to stay away from and be choshish for if there is somebody who's parnasa, there's a chshash gazlan. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Rabosai, one more daf to the Masechta. And again, today's shiur was in sponsored in honor of Sarah Noble and Adam Shafian, in honor of their wedding yesterday and their first full day as a married couple. May they build a bayis ne'eman be Yisrael.